Welcome to the Haughty Mom Podcast. My mom has tips and tricks to help you live well with health challenges. She'll even tell you how to get your kids to help out. Wait, what?
Your health challenged, girl, I get it.
Hey, it's Jen, and I am so excited to be with you today. Yesterday, we talked about what not to say to someone with chronic illness, because there's all kinds of things that get us riled up, get us upset, and really are rude, mean, nasty. But today, we're not talking about that. Today, we're talking about all the ways to lift someone up. Does someone you know, a family member, a friend, somebody have a chronic illness, or do you have a chronic illness? Well, let's talk about what great things you can say and what you can do to help. Now, and I would love to hear from you. What are things you want to hear? You can either email me, contact@hardymom.com, or you can go to hardymom.com/contact and let me know. All right. But to dive right in, the first thing you can say to someone with chronic illness is, how can I help? That's number one, because we're not going to ask. Well, some people might, but in general, we're not going to ask. Okay. We're not going to be like, oh, I need this and this and this. We're going to soldier up. We're going to try to work our hardest. And we really need you to say, and if you offer to help, then help. Okay. Do not say, how can I help, when you have no intention on following through, because that's not helpful. Or if you say, how can I help, and the person says, can you take my kids for 3 hours? If you can't, say no. We're not babies. We can handle the truth. Just tell us. Okay. Number two, you can say, you are so strong. This can apply for someone laying in their bed, because they may be laying in their bed, but they may be fighting with all they have to breathe. They may be doing all they can to sit up. They may be whatever. I mean, they're fighting whatever this is that's in their body working against them. We are strong, even if we might not look strong to people that don't have a chronic illness. Number three, I am here for you. Now, you can tell me, I'm here for you. And it doesn't mean you're going to take my kids or make me meals or do whatever. Just, I'm here for you. You know what? And you can even say, I'm really busy. Okay. But I get that you're going through a lot. So you can text me anytime and I'll always answer. You can call me anytime and I'll always answer. Whatever you can do, let us know and be honest with what you can do. Number four, oh my gosh, this is such a great one. And stick around for the last one, because to me, this is the most important. Actually, the last two are really the most important ones to me. So stick around, because I'm sure that if you've got a chronic illness, they'll help you. And if you don't, these are the things you really want to say. Okay. But number four is, I want to understand. Because if you don't have a chronic illness, you don't get it. Right. And so you can be like, oh, I know what you're going through. My grandma had that. I know what you're going through. My best friend had that, whatever. But you don't, because maybe it's not the same. So ask, I want to understand. Give us permission. Give us, when I say us, I mean the people with a chronic illness, give us permission to talk about it, because we don't like to be whiners. We don't like to be victims. We don't like to complain, but sometimes we just need to get it out. Am I right? Okay. Number five, I love you unconditionally is a great thing to say to somebody with a chronic illness, especially, okay. So the older people get, the more you expect that they're going to have health things, right? So like, I've got friends in their 70s. And when I say, I'm not feeling up to going out today, they get it, because they don't feel like it sometimes, although they think I'm way too young, but that goes back to yesterday. But just let people know, like, I love you unconditionally. Even if you can't show up, even if you flaked out on me 3 times, it's not really flaking out, but even if you've had to cancel 3 times, I love you no matter what. Okay. And along with that would be the next one, which is, don't worry, come when you can. Okay. I'm going to have a Christmas party. I'm going to have a whatever party you celebrate. It is from 6 to 10, but I just want you to know that you can come when you can. I understand that, you know, it might take you a little longer, and that's okay. If you have to leave a little early, that's okay. I understand. Just come when you can. All right. Here's another one. What kind of meal would you like? Now, this is a classic. This is one of the best ones. This actually could rank in the top two. But because, like I said, we're not going to come to you and ask, can you do this? Can you do this? Can you do this? Can you do this? Because we know we're going to wear you out and you're not going to want to help. So we're not going to ask a lot. So if you notice, wow, you know what? They looked really tired today. They sound really down today. They just said that they haven't even been able to get up much for the last week. Wouldn't it be nice? Just, you're going to be out. You're going to be out getting yourself something to eat. Swing by. All right. Here's another one. I'm sorry you're having a rough day. Even if you don't get it, even if you have no idea what it means, what is chronic fatigue anyway? Why are you so tired? I don't get it. Whatever, whatever, if that's what people are thinking. But you can still say, I'm sorry you're having a rough day. You don't have to understand. You just have to love the person. All right, now the top two are so important. What to say to someone with a chronic illness, okay? Let the kids come over so you can rest. For me, when I am feeling miserable, especially when my kids were really little. Right now, you know, the ones at home are 11 and 13. So they're, you know, they can kind of keep each other whatever, or keep each other busy, keep themselves busy. And, you know, I'm not worried that they're going to like go eat a bunch of dish soap or laundry soap or get in the dry, like things that kids can do when they're little. I don't have to worry about that, but I still don't like being in bed all the time, or when I'm at the hospital, especially, you know, so let the kids come over so you can rest. And then the thing with me is when I'm having good days, I'll have your kids come over so that you can do what you want. You can rest. You can take the nap. You can go run your errands or make a bunch of meals or whatever that you like to do. I am not a charity case. I don't want you to just do things for me. I will do them back. But if you take my kids when I'm really not feeling good, 10 out of 10 for me. And the last one, it's kind of even with the kids one, is I'm going to the store. What can I get you? Now, right now we can order things, you know, I mean, just about every grocery store, Walmart, whatever, Target, you can order things and they can deliver them to you. Yes. But if you live close to the person and they need something, if they order, they're not going to get it till tomorrow, unless they're within that like Amazon 2-hour thing. So, or, you know, they pay extra money. And a lot of people with health challenges don't have that extra money to pay for that like speedy, quick delivery. But if you just say, hey, I'm going to the store, what can I get? Oh my gosh, you know what? We just ran out of milk today and the kids have been complaining and there's no way I can get to the store. If you could grab that for me, whatever. And then, you know, I might not have cash, but the next time I go to the store, I'll bring it to you, or I'll bring you the money tomorrow, whatever, 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 Apple Pay it, whatever. But I'm going to the store. What can I get? All right. And if you're the person with chronic illness, you know, you don't give them a list of 30 things to get. This is not what this is about. This is like last minute, whatever, because it's really going to help. So these are my top 10 things. What can you say to me? This is what makes me feel good. We're all different. So what are some things that would make you feel good? I really do want to know. So make sure you contact me and let me know. Thank you so much for listening. We are about to end our series, and then there's a bonus episode. So tomorrow is the series finale on the Bedridden Moms. And I really, really cannot wait to talk to you about it and have you join me. And there's going to be a bonus, because the bonus party is the 100th episode. And I am so excited. And there's going to be some giveaway things and all kinds of fun stuff. So be sure you tune in. All right. I love you so much. Thank you for being with me today. And I really do look forward to talking to you tomorrow. That too, with a Hearty Mom podcast. Yeah, I'm here for you. Tips and tricks here that will help you. There's advice from experts and interviews. Find time to be with your kids and family. I can help you get it done easily. So premenopausal or postpartum, all stages of womanhood, girl, we've got them. I've been there, I've done that too. With a Hearty Mom podcast, yeah, I'm here for you.